Hello, this is What the Faux Travel Podcast. This is our Faux Party Special, Volume 2.
Okay, what's up, guys? Here we go again with our second Faux Party. Just like the last one, we've made a little episode so that people that couldn't come can hear all about it and hear what happened. Now, we've got a few things coming up. Like last time, you're going to hear some people that we spoke to. We had some interesting chats. We're also going to play a game that a lot of you are going to remember from a previous episode, the Cheese and Onion Crisp game. But the difference is, it's going to be a four-way because we are joined in the studio by two special guests. First of all, Mark Della Ventura. Hello.
What's up, man?
And also Michael from Copenhagen.
Hey, what's up?
So, Mark. First of all, start with you. So why the hell have you come all the way from Florida? Why are you in England?
I saw you guys had the party last time in July, and I wasn't able to make it. And then when I saw you guys were having another one, I was like, hell yeah, let's go to London. And I found a cheap ticket, and now I'm here.
And this is your first time out of the US, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I've been to the Bahamas, but that for a Floridian, that doesn't really count. So yes, the first like real international travel. Yeah.
Wow. Really cool.
Yeah.
And we've obviously heard from you, Michael, on the last Faux Party because we interviewed you at the bar, didn't we?
Yeah.
You were a bit of a hero at the last party because you turned up. We didn't even, we didn't really know you were coming. And you came all the way. You turned up with your bags. You had nowhere to stay that night. You ended up staying around a house for a couple of days. So yeah. Did you enjoy yourself last time?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was kind of spontaneous, but yeah, I really enjoyed myself.
And you've made a great effort coming back. Can you just tell the story about your car and where it's currently parked?
Yeah, so I'm doing a road trip around Europe, and my car is parked in Oslo at the moment near the airport. Yeah, so I just got a cheap flight and yeah.
So yeah, you're mid-road trip at the moment, but you just popped to London for the weekend.
Yeah, I felt like I needed a drink, and I know what the Faux Travel Podcast, they host awesome parties, so...
Man, you are a rock star.
Can you tell me what item you forgot from your suitcase, though?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to pack boxers.
So, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday we had to venture into town so that you could buy some new boxer shorts.
Yeah, you can't go out without boxers. Well, I can't, at least.
Well, Nick had some advice for you.
There's nothing wrong with just wearing trousers and no boxers. Sorry, Mark, pants, I should say. That's what we call pants in England. No, it's fine going commando.
We call it free balling in the States.
See, that makes more sense, really. Yeah. I don't know where we got commando from.
So what do... Well, from commandos...
We also call it from the army, because in the army, they actually don't wear underwear.
Yeah. So freeballing, what do girls do then?
I don't know. Free labiaing or free vaginaing, I guess.
Nice.
Okay, let's move this filth on. We're going to hear some people that we met at the party, and I'm going to let Mark introduce them.
All right, first we're going to start with Adele and Adrian, who are from South Africa, and we asked them how many countries have they been to?
69.
Yeah, 68 or 69.
Wow, that is a lot. I mean, yeah, me and Amy, we're in like the mid-30s. That's a lot of countries. So you've been to a lot of places that many people probably haven't been before. Can you both tell me maybe your personal favourites or, the most interesting country you've been to?
I've got two. One is Bolivia, because the landscapes were fantastic. And the second one is Myanmar.
Okay, what's the reasons why?
In Myanmar, the temples and the fact that it's not as exposed to tourism as it is in the other countries. It was just amazing. The people were friendly. It was beautiful. Interesting.
And how about Bolivia?
The landscapes. I wasn't expecting it to be that way, but the salt flats and the all the volcanoes and stuff is so beautiful.
So do you have a different answer?
Probably not, but I would add Russia to it. Russia is also quite a surprising place.
Okay, why is that?
Just again, my expectations of it was surpassed by a million.
My name's Tim Furness.
So Tim, what are you doing here in Europe, and what are your travel plans?
I'm just here on a three-day layover before I head over to the rest of Europe and head down to South Africa to start traveling there for perhaps 4 months. I'm not sure. We'll see how it goes.
So can people see your travel videos anywhere?
Yeah, I got a couple of my videos online. I have a YouTube channel. It's not nearly as amazing as some other people we know. And I just throw them on there more for friends and family.
Hi, I'm Andy McElwain. I'm originally from Sheffield but live in London.
So Andy, how did you hear about this event tonight?
Well, I listened to a podcast called The Wednesday Week, which is a Sheffield Wednesday podcast, and they said, if you like travel, listen to this podcast, because there's a Sheffield Wednesday fan who runs it. So I listened to the podcast, and they said there's a party, and I came for the party. I had a lot of beer, so here we are.
So explain to some people, because people around the world, they might not know what Sheffield Wednesday is. So educate people.
Well, good for them, first and foremost. But Sheffield Wednesday is a football club based in Sheffield, which is the fourth biggest city in England. We're not very good. We haven't got a lot to shout about. We're like a Manchester United, but not as good. So we kick a ball around and we may win things here and there, but generally we're pretty crap, to be honest.
So it's exciting for me because I am a Sheffield Wednesday fan. I don't know many Sheffield Wednesday fans, so the fact that I can get one on the podcast is very exciting. So Andy, what do you think about this little gathering we've put together tonight?
It's great fun. We've put to people who have been around different places, and we've shared experiences of where we've been and what we've done, and we've spoke to different nationalities. So we've spoke to Australians, South Africans, Americans, and yeah, it's been a really good get together.
Great. So tell us some of your favourite places you've been, like very briefly, and maybe some future travel plans.
So one of my favourite places is probably Vietnam. We went from south to north. We did everything there. We went from Ho Chi Minh City to Hue to Hoi An to Hanoi. Everything begins with H in Vietnam. Then went to Ha Long Bay, where I proposed to my beautiful wife. And that was amazing. But we've also seen lots of Southeast Asia. So we got married in Bali, which was amazing. Thailand's amazing. What a great country that is. Our last major holiday, we toured the Greek Cyclades Islands. So we went from Mykonos to Paros to Naxos to Ios to Santorini, which is amazing. And next year, we got a cheap flight and we're off to Japan. So 2 weeks in Japan, so we're going to go to Tokyo, Osaka, Kyoto, Fuji, and it's going to be fantastic, so I can't wait for that.
So I'm James, I've come from Basingstoke.
So James, how did you hear about our little gathering today?
Yeah, so I'm one half of the host of the Bottomless Pit podcast, and through that I've got in touch with yourself, Nick, over Twitter, and we've been chatting for a little few weeks now, and you invited me along.
What do you think? It's pretty cool that a lot of random strangers have got together.
I was so surprised at how many people were actually here, because I know this is your second ever one of these. And I walked in earlier and I thought then maybe, I don't know, six or seven people here, but no, it's a whole collection of travellers from all over the place, and you've even got people flying in later from Denmark and from people from Florida as well.
You've got quite a funny hitchhiking story in Germany.
Yeah, so this was during the World Cup back in, was it 2014 or 2016, when Germany won the World Cup. I was hitchhiking back to where I lived, and it was about 4:30 in the afternoon. Germany had a game starting at 5 o'clock. We were an hour away from, we were an hour away at regular speed from where you could go and watch the game. Now, I pulled up at this gas station or petrol station, and there was a Porsche parked there, and so I asked the guy, like, could I have a ride with you, please? I'm going to this town. And he was like, yeah, sure. Are you a nervous passenger? And I was like, no, I'm fine. You know, I've hitchhiked a lot. I've been with all kinds of drivers. So I jumped in his car, and it turns out he was trying to get back to his town so he could watch the game at 5 o'clock. Again, we're about an hour away. The game kicks off in half an hour. He starts blasting down the Autobahn. Now, in Germany, there's no speed restrictions on the Autobahn for a lot of the time. So he's just going hell for leather. I look across, and he's going at 289 kilometers an hour down the Autobahn. Now, don't forget, this is 4:30. This is rush hour traffic. The Autobahn's only got two lanes. It's not a three-lane motorway system like in England. It's two lanes. They are busy. He wants to go at almost 300 kilometers an hour. He starts blasting down the hard shoulder. I've already told him that I'm not a nervous passenger. So I'm trying to sit there. I've got my arm leaning up against the window, kind of like resting my head against my palm of my hand, just chilling. Every muscle in my body is tense.
It's funny because, yeah, you're trying to be casual because in that position, what can you do? It's a free ride. You're not going to argue with it. But just on the hitchhiking subject, you would definitely encourage people to hitchhike.
Oh, it's amazing. It's just I've only ever had positive things. I mean, do you want me to say my worst experience? I can tell you that if you want.
Well, it does get a bad reputation, but yeah, go on. Yeah.
So it gets a bad reputation. My worst experience is actually not a bad experience. This is the point of my thing. I was hitchhiking back to Germany again. And I got in a car with this guy, and in Germany they don't have, like, they have service stations, but they also have, like, park places, and they're kind of behind, like, trees and stuff, and there's nothing really there. It's just kind of a few picnic tables and stuff. And this guy, without saying anything to me, just pulled into this park place and stopped, and we're on our own, we're isolated from everyone there. And I'm like, shit, like, what's going to happen now? He gets out, he goes round to the back of the car, opens up the boot. I'm like, oh, fuck, what's he doing? This is the only time I carry a little pocket knife when I'm hitchhiking, just in case. This is the only time I've ever had my hand on the knife. What he did, he went back to the boot. He got out and came back around to the front of the car with some oil, because the oil level had come so low that the light had come on, and he just wanted to stop the car and fill up the oil level so he could carry on. That's my worst story of hitchhiking.
If you take anything from that, it's hitchhiking is perfectly safe most of the time.
I wouldn't say perfectly safe,
well, yeah,
because I don't want to be responsible for anything. But if you're a guy by yourself, absolutely fine. If you're a girl and you want to try hitchhiking, absolutely go and do it. I do not hold anything back from that. If you have reservations about that, just go with a friend, because two of you, you're going to be absolutely fine.
So that was James from the Bottomless Pit podcast giving us great advice on hitchhiking.
Yeah, there was some good advice, and I liked everyone, but I want to put it out there. I really like James. I thought he was a really nice guy.
Do you love him?
I felt like we had a bit of a bromance. We're both podcast geeks. But do you guys not think there were so many nice people there? Who did you particularly get on with?
I don't know. Honestly, I could say everyone was... Like, everyone that I encountered, there were probably a handful of people I didn't make my way over before they left, but everyone was awesome, and, like, I don't know, I admired everyone, and everyone inspired me, because I've never done anything before, so I felt like an amateur compared to everybody, but everyone was so welcoming, so it was awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I really enjoyed myself. Everybody, like last time, it was really nice people. It's just a more chilled vibe this time. So yeah, we got to know one another.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, because if we sort of explain it a little bit, so the first time, the first party was definitely more of a party vibe, wasn't it? So, you know, we went to the bar, we were ready to get drunk sort of thing. But this time we wanted to make it a bit more low-key. Everybody can just sit down and chat, because I think that was a bit of feedback last time. They had a really good time, but they wanted to be able to talk without the music. So, yeah, we had it in a pub this time and it worked just as well. And actually, I think we had a few more people turn up this time. And I think someone came up to me and said, like, actually, this time the average age of people was higher. So there was a few, like, older people there, which I just love. We're not just, like, you'd think of a backpacker as being 18 to 21, mm-hmm. when actually there was only, like, 2 18-year-olds there and everyone else was older, which I really like.
Yeah, I love the age range. But, yeah, everyone was so good. Got on well with so many people. And, again, a little shout-out to the couple from South Africa that we heard at the start of that little montage. They've been to, like, yeah, 69 countries. That is amazing. Incredible.
So halfway through the night, we had a chat with Chris Tung, who, if you've seen Carl Watson's videos, you would have seen him on the Everest series. That's quite American of you to say season.
Yeah, it is.
So he was on that, and he was the guy who fell very ill, actually. If you haven't seen it, I would definitely say check it out. So we were talking to Chris and just asking what his experience of the Everest trip was.
Amazing. I mean, like, the feeling of crossing over those last few ridges and seeing Everest Base Camp, getting there after trying that hard for that long. So it was a big deal. It was quite emotional. It was emotional for most of the people on that trip, to be honest. But I think we earned it a little bit harder than most had. And I don't know, we weren't even sure that we'd make it that far. And to be honest, altitude sickness can hit anyone anytime. So it could have been Carl this time. I could have been dumping him by the roadside and walking on without him. So it could have been a completely different experience.
There was genuine sense of achievement at the end. You can edit that.
Take it back to the line so you can edit it in.
It was genuine. Sense of achievement at the end of that. But like, seriously, it was like, we didn't know if we were going to make it. And we got there, and it was great. But it wasn't just that.
Sorry, did you get that? It's great.
But we had, by pure luck, we had one of the best groups we've ever had traveling.
Can I ask the both of you any advice for anyone who wants to make Everest Base Camp?
Yeah, just watch our video, and you'll get all the tips from me. No, the truth, the actual definite tip, drink all the water in the world. Yeah. Just keep drinking the water. But honestly, do it. If you're thinking, maybe I'll enjoy it, you will enjoy it, so do it. Just buy the bullet, spend the money. It's not that much. Just do it.
So, yeah, that was Chris. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us. And Carl wanted to add a little something onto the end of that interview. He wanted to comment on a certain person from the YouTube channel The Budgeteers that wasn't there that night.
I actually spoke to Paddy on the phone about this. And I was like, Paddy, are you going to come over to the What the Foe Backpackers Party? Like, you can come over, you can meet fellow travellers, you can meet people who are fans of your videos, meet some good people, have a good time, and have a good experience. And like, I spoke to Paddy, and literally what he said was like, tell him to get fucked. And then he hung up.
Honestly, Paddy, I don't think you're a c***, but Carl might. But no, today Amy and I were talking about the expression, take the piss out of someone.
Yeah.
And so now I know what that means, because then I guess, well, we talked about it's kind of like breaking someone's balls, but
yeah,
it's a little bit different.
Yeah, so it's really interesting the difference between, because obviously we speak the same language,
yes,
but it's amazing how different American and English is.
Mm-hmm.
So I was explaining that over here, you'd say take the piss out of someone if you're joking about and taking the mickey out of them. But for you, it's, what is it, breaking?
I guess breaking someone's balls. It's usually more of a friendly thing, that expression, I feel.
Yeah, where, yeah, I was saying over here, I think it's more like if someone's breaking your balls, it's like, oh, they're having a go at me about something, right?
Yeah, it'd be a bit like, leave me alone, for fuck's sake. But like, well, I guess the classic English word is just banter. You guys know what banter means, don't you, in the States?
Mm-hmm. Mm. For sure.
As a Danish guy, you're familiar with the great word that is banter?
Yes.
Okay, now, speaking of banter and fun times, we're going to move on to our game. And I think this is going to be good fun playing the cheese and onion crisp game four-way. So who is feeling brave enough to go first?
Maybe the actor.
Yeah, I was going to say, right. I feel like Mark should, because you're an actor and you can sing. So, yeah.
All right, I'll go for it.
Right. Oh, wait, actually, we should probably explain what the cheese and onion crisp game is. So if you haven't heard us before, the cheese and onion crisp game came from the Budgeteers, so we need to give them a massive shout out again. Because basically, I think the story was Paddy, one of the guys from the Budgeteers, when he is on his own, he was on his own on holiday, right? And he broke his iPod or his music device, so he couldn't play any music. And he didn't know any of the lyrics to any of the songs.
Yeah.
So he ended up singing every song with the words, cheese and onion crisps are the best in the world. So basically, what you've got to do is sing a song with those lyrics, and the other people have to guess what the song is.
That was really good.
So, thanks.
Actually, this is all how we know Mark. Mark is the cheese and onion crisp man.
Yeah. Paddy actually introduced us to each other, because Paddy played a clip that I sent him, and then you guys tagged me on Instagram, and the rest is history.
Exactly. So, your time has come. Are you ready?
Yes. Cheese and onion crisps are the best in the world. Cheese and onion crisps are the best in the world.
Ooh.
Cheese and onion crisps. I'm not in the right key at all. But
Scrubs.
Yes.
Scrubs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's
what I was
so
saying.
Good.
That second line was a little hard, but I tried to push through.
Is that
by
TLC?
Yes, it is.
Very nice. Well done, man.
Nice.
Right, Nick, I think you should go next.
Cheese and onion crisps are the best in the world. Cheese and onion and crisps are the best in the world. Cheese and onion crisps are the best. The best in the world. Cheese and onion crisps are the best. I'm a motherfucking P-I-M-P.
Yes.
Mine is not going to be that long.
Is that Jay-Z?
No, 50 Cent.
Oh yeah.
50 Cent.
Yeah, at the beginning I thought you were singing, I think it's called In the Club by 50 Cent.
Yes, yeah, it does sound really similar actually. Michael, do you want to go next?
Yeah, sure.
me. Nice voice check there.
Yeah. Cheese and onion crisps are the best in the world. Cheese and onion crisps are the best in the world. And I'm done.
I feel like
go again.
I feel like I I'm nearly there. Like, keep going.
Cheese and onion crisps are the best in the world. Cheese and onion crisps are the best in the world. And yeah, I can't remember. I
haven't got it.
It's not like a Danish song,
is it? We talked about him yesterday, actually.
Okay. Did we talk about Justin Bieber yesterday? Maybe it's someone like that?
It's Danish.
Oh. No. Mika isn't Danish, is he?
No.
The only Danish, like, pop star I know is M or Mo, whatever she's called.
Oh.
Oh, it's Lucas Graham's.
Oh.
Once I was 7
oh,
years
yes,
old.
Oh, yes, of course. I felt like I was nearly there, like, nearly. Yeah,
I'm not sure it fits, like, 100%, but I made an effort.
Yeah. It's really hard, this game. Okay.
The thing is, like, is it up to us to guess? Does that mean, like, you win because we couldn't guess it? Or is it because you did such a bad impression?
Yeah, I think I lose because I did such a poor job.
Yeah. Okay. I've only got, like, one line of the song, so good luck. Cheese and onion crisps are the best in the world. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. That was Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, but what song?
I already know. I've heard about
him. Why can't I think of the name of it?
Cry Me a River.
Yes.
Yeah, Cry Me a River. Yeah.
There we go.
Well done. Nice.
So, because we were trying to like do this in the car on the way here, and I had to turn down the radio because there were songs playing, and that's the only line I could remember. That like deep voice.
You're pretty good at this game, Mark.
I love it.
He's the cheese and onion crisp man. So, yeah, a great game. And that might not be the last time it features on What the Foe. We've like stolen that game. Okay, so moving on. Both of our guests here in the studio. So, Mark, tell us, now you're here in Europe.
Yes.
What are your travel plans now?
November 1st, I fly to Amsterdam. So I have from now till then to get to Amsterdam. I believe I'm going to be stopping in Paris, and then from Paris go to Amsterdam. Then from Amsterdam, I fly to Helsinki. Then from Helsinki, I fly to, it's written as Katala. I'm probably horribly pronouncing that wrong for my Finnish friends, tattoo.
Oh.
And, yeah, so I'm going there to hopefully see the Northern Lights and then back to Helsinki for literally 8 hours and then I fly to Rome. And then once I get to Rome, I don't have any plan from there because I don't have a ticket home yet.
Nice.
Yeah. That's a good trip. So, I mean, yeah, I was about to ask, so what time period is this? But yeah, really, you don't have a flight home. Is there a time where you have to be back in the States for work commitments or anything?
No. I auditioned for a show and I'm waiting to hear back within this next week, but that wouldn't start till the end of December. But I have travel insurance kind of booked until the end of November. But I don't know, I guess maybe you could always adjust that.
Dude, exciting. Yeah. Sounds like a good trip.
Thanks, man.
And Mark, can you tell me, so you, obviously you're doing a massive trip.
Yes.
It's your first time out of the US. Can you tell me when and how you told all your family that you had come to the UK?
I told about 3 people before I left. And then Thursday night after I was settled into the hostel, I FaceTimed my parents who were in Walmart shopping. And then I was just like, hey guys, I just wanted to check in, see how your trip was home, and I'm in London. So, and my mom was like, "What?" I said, "Yeah, I'm in Europe for a little bit. Like I'll be like out of town for about 4 to 6 weeks." And she's like, "What do you mean you're in London?" And I was like, "No, I'm in London."
Surely, like if I did that to my mom, like, she wouldn't believe me. Like, how did you prove that you were in London?
I did. I turned the camera around and I showed. I don't know the name of it, but it's that pointy building. It's like a big triangle.
Yeah, so we're thinking it's a shard, but we're going to, like, Google that. Carry on.
No, so then I was just like, yeah, I'm in here. And I also saw that it was nighttime because I was outside.
Yeah.
And it was, like, 2 p.m. by them or 3 p.m., so it was 7 or 8 here.
How did they – were they, like, annoyed with you? Or,
No.
Like, why didn't you tell them?
I don't know. I just – I wanted to do something for myself, and I didn't – I don't know. I guess I just didn't want outside criticism or feedback. Not that anyone would have necessarily been negative. I just, I just wanted to do something for myself and venture off.
I think we might have the picture. Is that the building you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, the Shard.
Okay, so it's the Shard.
Yes.
Well done, Michael. Yeah. A London expert.
He got it right. Because, I couldn't even think and it's my hometown. But yeah, no, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Love that.
So, Michael, tell us, because you're in the middle of a trip at the moment, or so are you, Mark, obviously. Michael, so what are your plans?
So, tomorrow morning I'm flying to Oslo, then I'll drive to Bergen, that's on the West Coast, and then I'll just drive up along the West Coast for, like, maybe 1 to 2 weeks, and then I'll drive to Finland, and then I'll just work my way through every country in Europe.
Nice. So, Are you guys going to be in the same country at the same time then? Other than England, obviously.
Yeah, I'm in Finland the first week of November, so the 1st through the 8th is when I'm there.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep in touch, and maybe we can get to hang out and see the Northern Lights together in Finland.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, cool. So, well, Michael, you're saying every country in Europe?
Yes.
Dude, so yeah, what, again, any time period you're putting on that?
It's 6 months to a year, is what I'm thinking.
And then after Europe, do you have trips to, like, do Asia, Australia? Or?
Yeah, so I plan on either doing the Mongol Rally to Asia, or if that doesn't work out, I'll take the Trans-Siberian Railway.
So obviously it's such a massive trip, and you obviously love traveling, but what is it about traveling that you love?
Well, I guess it's the freedom to do whatever you want, and I just love exploring new things, learning about cultures, and, yeah, see what different parts of the world.
I like the fact that you're making a road trip out of it, because in the States, it's so easy to take road trips. Like, I love being in the car so that you have that. Like, when you were in Norway, you just kept stopping every time you wanted to, and that's, like, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking, like, 6 months to a year, because every time I stop, it just takes a lot longer to get to my destination.
Michael, so if we want to follow your trip, is there a way we can do that?
Yeah, I made a YouTube channel for my actual trip. It's called A Viking's Adventure.
Okay, so find that on YouTube. Anything to promote, Mark? Yourself.
I know, right? I have 50 subscribers on my YouTube channel, so.
Okay, so let's wrap up. Halfway through the party the other night, I got a question, when's the next one? So obviously that's like a good sign, but I was like, I haven't even finished the second one yet. Like, I haven't even thought about the third. But I don't know, we're thinking, so me and Nick are going to be doing a lot of traveling next year. So like we said on previous episode, it might be in another country, but it might be in England again, another one before we leave, we're not sure, but we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, I like the idea of maybe if somewhere in Europe, it's quite accessible for, obviously, Europeans, but if Michael's going to be in a road trip around Europe, you mentioned Mongol Rally, we know that Carl's doing Mongol Rally, there's a possibility of maybe meeting somewhere in Europe, but I don't know, watch this space, anything's possible.
You know me, I'll definitely be there.
That's one thing, wherever it is, you'll fly in and you'll be there. Okay, cool. Thanks to you guys for joining us in the studio. And yeah, thanks for everyone that made the effort, no matter how far you came. Thanks so much for making the effort. Like, a group of travelers, such open-minded, fun people. It was really good. And yeah, we can't wait to do the next one.
See ya. Bye.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Please feel free to get in touch with the show. You can do that by checking out our website, www.whatthefotravelpodcast.com. From that, you can find all of our social media channels. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Our email address is whatthefotravelpodcast@gmail.com.